How it felt to be a journalist in Gaza, actually, it's the most dangerous job to be in during genocide because, believe me or not, even the people on the ground, people of Gaza, are scared from you because occupation may target you just for being a journalist. There's a day I was, a lot of people are ignoring standing with me or something just because they are afraid I may be targeted. So this is how it feels.
You said that leaving Gaza was a very difficult decision for you. Tell us more about this decision.
It's not a decision. I had no option. I had no option to stay. I had no option to leave. We never had options, but in the end, I felt like Israeli tanks at the end of my street and shortage in food and water, no access for food or water anymore, and my house full of my friends and the people I know because they lost their houses. It was real difficult, and I couldn't continue because I can't film and show and capture what is happening. At the same time, I need to find food and water because I can't do
Is your
this.
family still there?
Some of my family, my parents are my brothers with me out of Gaza, but there's a lot, All the people I care about, all my life is still there.
What you are doing now outside of Gaza to inform the world about what's happening and to keep pushing your message forward?
It's about like just making noise. Yeah, making noise because everyone should act more because it's a genocide. People are getting killed by the worst scenarios you can't even imagine. I don't know, I see like the world from outside, everyone's life is going on, but the only lives that stopped, it's the Gazan, the people of Gaza life. So I'm just, reaching more people to raise the awareness, even if I will not be able to stop the war, maybe, raising awareness for the new generation to understand what's happening on the ground from a person, millions trusted.
You met with several UN officials, including the High Commissioner in Geneva, and here in New York, you met with the Undersecretary General for Global Communications. What did you discuss with them?
Not a lot, but just what I saw, what I witnessed, what I've been through. Most of them, they are aware about what's happening, but from what I found, they have no power to stop Israel from killing Palestinians. And actually, I feel like no one has the power to stop Israel from killing Palestinians because you don't know.
In your view, what do journalists in Gaza need from the international community so that they can do their job in conveying true and reliable information to the world?
They need protection from being targeted just because they are a journalist. They need access for connection so they can share what they are filming. They need clothes, food, they need cars, diesel to move with it, everything you think about.
Finally, we celebrate the World Press Freedom Day in May, and this day is dedicated to the importance of journalism and freedom of expression in the context of the current global environment crisis. What's your message on this day?
I respect every journalist around the world who's doing his job and he's showing the true realities and the truth and whatever it is, showing you the truth, even if it's hard and difficult, and then you will not regret it just to seeing the truth. So how as like Mataz showed the realities on the ground, this was like an open camera for all the people to see. But this world is so I don't know how to describe it, but even if you show them everything, because they say like, okay, film and show so the people can understand and can help you. But even after you show, nothing changed. For me, I lost my trust in the world, but I still have a hope in the people. That's it.